In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate this great feast day of Saint Jacob in the Latin. Rather, we call him Santiago, James. There we go. In Latin, that name is Jacob, Jacobi. So every time you hear me say Jacobi, that's the name of the saint today. But we also celebrate today, it's the 25th, is the feast of Saint Christopher, Christopher the Martyr. Now, a lot of times people say Saint Christopher isn't a saint. Remember, he was taken off the calendar. He was debunked. He's not a real person. He never existed. False. False. Anybody who says that, you don't have to call them out as a liar, because sometimes that's offensive when you say that. But what they're saying isn't true. What they're saying isn't true. He was merely removed from the general calendar, not removed from the canon of the saints. We know that Saint Christopher is indeed a real person. He's been invoked since the very earliest times of the church. In fact, he's one of the 14 holy helpers. The 14 holy helpers were those 14 persons who were most invoked all throughout Europe, all throughout Christendom in the Western Church, for every manner of evil that was there. Saint Anthony, Saint Barbara, Saint Christopher, all these other great saints, Saint Bernard, all these amazing saints who were invoked for their various causes all throughout, in various churches, meaning in various parts of Christendom. The number would go from, I believe it was from 10 holy helpers to 16 holy helpers. Depending on the various areas, some would be invoked more. But Christopher, Saint Christopher, was always among every single list because he was so powerful. He is such a powerful saint. Invoke him in your need. So today we get to celebrate his feast day. That's my patron saint. So I'm very happy to be able to celebrate him. When you go throughout the great basilicas of the world, you always find an image of Saint Christopher. I remember going to the great cathedral in Toledo, Spain, where you're there, and it's one of the most magnificent churches in all of Spain, which is full of great magnificent churches. There in Toledo, when you go into their great massive basilica, you'll find there upon the wall, just as you enter, this wall that is about as big as the entirety of our wall here. And there stands the towering figure of Saint Christopher on a wall that's as tall as our wall and about 3/4 the width. There stands Saint Christopher with the child Jesus upon his shoulders. I want to talk about him today. Well, let me present to you the other thing. The other thing today is we're commemorating a soul who has passed away. I wanted to do a Requiem Mass today, but because of the confusion here, I didn't want to do anything that was wrong, so I played it safe. We're not doing a Requiem Mass, but we're doing a commemoration of the one who has passed. Who are we commemorating who has passed today? It's the very same one for whom this Mass is being offered. For the intention of John Bryan Tremblay. John Bryan Tremblay, this is the father of our own vocation director, Father John Tremblay. He passed away 2 days ago. 2 days ago he passed away. And so we're offering this Mass for the repose of his soul. Please pray for him. Please pray for our vocation director, Father John Tremblay. He's a very dear friend of mine. And the family is very much suffering over this, but he's trying to make the best of it. Many of you who have lost parents know what it's like. So you know a special way to pray for Father John. I'll probably be at his dad's funeral on Tuesday, so we'll probably have to announce that we won't be having the Mass in Puerto de Luna this Tuesday, because that's when his Mass is being held. So I'll make that final decision probably Friday, probably tomorrow. So those are things to keep in mind. Now you may notice something. This is a feature we don't often get to do. You may notice that at the altar I was there, and you saw that I would say, Oremus, and then we do the oratio, we do the prayer that's there. And then I lay a prayer, and then I'll say, Per Christum Dominum Nostrum. That means I'm closing that prayer. And then I'll do Oremus again. And that's when I do it, and that's the second time you heard that prayer for St. Christopher, honoring St. Christopher, asking for his intercession. And then I don't end that prayer, because I'm doing a third commemoration. So you won't hear my hands go, or you won't hear through Christ our Lord. I skip that and go to the next oratio, go to the next prayer. And then I'll complete that. And however many of those things that I do, apparently I can do an infinite number of those, although the church, they recommend you only do three. You only do three. Technically, I can do as many as I want. At the end of the last one, then I'll do Per Christum Dominum Nostrum. I'll do it through that and close it all off. You'll see the exact same thing at the very end of the Mass for the post-communion there, just so you know what's going on at these times. If you don't have a particular missal that says those prayers, you're kind of in the dark about those things. But like I've told you before, if you download the Laudate app that's there, or Laudate, as some people say, it's Laudate, Latin Mass, so we should say things properly in Latin here, at least at this point. So you can download that app if you want, and I'll have actually all those little prayers that I only say in Latin that are there. You'll have everything, including all the readings that are there. I give you the readings here, so you should be good at just with that. So what about St. Christopher? In our reading today, it talks about what it is like to be an apostle, what it's like to be somebody who follows Christ. St. Paul is really journeying and he's really honing in 1 Corinthians. He's saying, hey, look, everybody else says that I'm not worth it. There are all these other competing apostles and they say that they're super apostles. They say they're so great. And he says, look, I know to you, I seem like I'm something small and these guys are better than me. I get that. I wish above all things. He says that I wish above everything it is that I have, that you were honored, because you receive honor and I go without honor, that I suffer and I'm hungry, that I'm thirsty, that I go without a home, that I'm naked, that I'm attacked on every side, that we labor all the times with our hands and we are hated by everybody. But what do? We give blessing instead when they try to tear us down. When we're persecuted, what do? We just patiently endure it. When we're blasphemed against, we plead for their good. When we are made even the refuse of this world, the garbage, he's talking about the stuff that you put in the latrine. That's the word he's using there. That we endure it even until now. That's what the message of St. Christopher is. We all know the story of St. Christopher, where he was there, a beautiful, strong man, well-loved by all people, seen as something that was great, and he took great vanity in the fact that he was so beautiful, so strong, so everything. And he lived his life in that mode, living it totally in there. And he used to be one who would, from time to time, use his strength to be able to help others, even though he was so vain and prideful. There was a little child who came up who needed to get across the river, but the bridge had washed out in a great rain. And so St. Christopher, being the strong man, had this child, said, could you take me across the river? He said, certainly. Certainly I'll take you across. Thinking, I'll do a great work and maybe somebody will see it and this guy will go across. This little child will go and tell my fame on the other side so that even on the other side of the river, people will know how great I am. And so he hoisted that child aloft on his shoulders and began to carry him around this fierce current that was there. And as he was carrying him across, he got a quarter of the way through and he realized that, man, this child is heavy. It's a really heavy child, so he sort of slumped over a little bit. He got into the middle of the river and realized, this is an immensely heavy child. And so he began to even sink himself in there as he was wading across. And so he became hunched down. This time he was up to his neck. He got another quarter of the way through there, and he was hunched down even more. And this way he was holding, he said, this is an incredibly heavy child. And he was only able to hold his nose above to be able to breathe to do so. And when he got to the very, very end of it, he was finally able to rise up without sinking himself. By the time he climbed up onto the bank himself and let the child down, when he finally let the child down on the other side, the child revealed who he was, the Christ child, the Santo Niño. And at that, the Lord blessed him, said, from this time on, you've always looked at yourself. You've always seen yourself as something great. Here you have served the greatest in he who appeared to be the least, and disappeared. Throughout the course of this one experience, St. Christopher was great, he was beautiful, he was strong, he was an imposing, tall, gargantuan figure. But from that moment, he went away haggard, not attractive. Over the course of passing through that, his face became very wrinkly and rubbery. He was no longer beautiful. His posture was destroyed by the weight of that child. And he walked the rest of his life as a bent-over, hunchbacked man. Carrying the Christ child, he was delivered from that spirit of pride by which the great Satan fell, and lived the rest of his life still having that same strength, but not being able to show it. Still having that great beauty, but it migrated toward the interior of his soul and not the exterior. Still having all those things that he thought were so important before, but not in the physical, only in that hidden spiritual way. And so he lived a life so valiant for the Lord that he did give his life as a martyr. The people would look upon him and see what a great man he once was, but in his after days saw what a great man he truly is within his interior. And so that's the thing that we should seek to find in our own lives. The persecutions that we suffer, the hardships that we endure, when they speak and use our name even as a curse word here in town, or we receive all sorts of indignities just like the apostle, St. Paul. To consider those things as pure joys, to endure them, and allow that beauty which maybe was ours in former times, or maybe which ours is still now, to consider that as nothing and as lost, rather to be gained for the beauty which endures for eternal life. St. Christopher lives out his name always. But each of us, as Catholics, are called to be a St. Christopher, a Holy Christopher. Because the name Christopher means what? One who carries Christ. And so we are. We are to be Christophers, to carry Christ, maybe not like him upon our shoulders. But the weight of the Christ child is heavy. A heavy cross, especially when we're new in our conversion or unwilling to be converted. But as we preached and proclaimed at the funeral on Tuesday, Jesus says, my yoke in reality is easy and my burden is light. Because with me alone will you find rest for your weary soul. I carry the weight. You just carry yourself along with me. Let us ask through the intercession of St. Christopher that we can run away from the vanities of this world, those things which so easily beset us and hold us down in our spiritual life. That being haggard and beaten down and being attacked and weighted by the things of this world, we may be truly buoyed by Christ unto eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Remember, today's Mass is offered for the repose of the soul of John Bryan.